Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The word that I kept using was I was more discouraged. I tried to remain even keel about it. And I think I did for the most part, but it was hard not to be more discouraged than anything based on what we saw in the regular season. Didn't mean I was giving up hope. But just the fact that, man, they never really put it together. But the fact that they get healthy with Mitchell Robinson back, and now you're seeing the best of the Knicks here, at least for a night. Let's not forget, See, in my mind, the biggest factor here that changed in this series is Tatum going down. Because 3 out of the 4 games, the Celtics, you could argue, outplayed the Knicks the majority of the game. Although, I guess the one thing, and I was saying this last night during that fourth quarter, the one thing that the Knicks have done consistently is win the fourth quarters. Right, whether it goes back to the Detroit series or in the Boston, you know, the first two games in Boston, and then certainly last night. So that's been the one constant. The Knicks have been great in the fourth quarters, dominant at that in the fourth quarters. But let's not forget, there's still a long way to go. Yes, a win in this round gets the Knicks to the Eastern Conference Finals, and you're taking on a Pacers team who is on paper at least beatable. The Knicks still have to keep up the level of play that they had last night if they ultimately want to be NBA champions.
And the best part about that is that they know it and that they're incredibly self-motivated and that they are invested, engaged professionals. Now, you would think that that would be the bare minimum requirement when you're getting, you know, $15, $18, $20, $25, $40, $50 million a year to do your job. But as we know, that's not always the case in the NBA. And I think that's one of the reasons why it's an easy group to like, although it has not taken me, or it has taken me more time to fall in love with them. Like, I wanted to fall in love with this team, and I certainly liked them, but I couldn't fall in love. For whatever reason, there was a characteristic or two that, for me, was a bit of a deal breaker. Like, when you date and whatever, it might be similar. Same thing. I didn't think that they had it. And the crazy thing, too, is, like, sometimes you look like it, because we conjure up this imagery of what a champion should look like, all right? And sometimes, going into a season, during spurts of a season, we have a team that looks like a champion and then falls short. And then conversely, we have a team that looks nothing like a champion that wins a championship, like Eli's Giants.
Right.
So this, to me, is almost the exact opposite of the Giants, because they were supposed to look like a champion. For me, most of the year they did not. Now they're starting to resemble a look. Circumstances obviously helping as well. And maybe we'll get that Giants result. Let's go.
BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. And if they did get that Giants result, dude, I mean, just by the celebrating in the streets after the first round or after the second round, I've never experienced it. It's been a long time ago, so a lot of us haven't really experienced it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that there's anything that could happen in this city that would be bigger than the Knicks winning a championship. And I this is a baseball town. I understand the importance of the football, especially in today's society.
Mm-hmm.
I still believe at my core, first and foremost, this is a baseball town. But I don't believe there's anything that could happen in this city, sports-wise, that would be bigger than the New York Knicks winning a championship.
I can't push back on that, because if I tried to do it, it would go against everything that I've said forever, because they're the unifier. And there's just more Knicks fans than Yankee fans, because there's a lot of Met fans. And there's more Knicks fans than Giant fans, because there's a decent amount of Jets fans. So, and the hockey, of course, is split. No disrespect to the Devils and Isles. They got a smaller piece of the pie. Ranger fans are phenomenal. actually, all three hockey fan bases are phenomenal, just varying degrees of size. So I'm with you on that. I think it's amazing. I think it's very fun. And I heard something the other day that I didn't even realize this. Do you know that, was it the first or the second championship? I think it would have been the first one. The Knicks championship was not even televised. Did you realize that?
I did not know that.
Yeah, something about where the NBA was still, I mean, weren't big ratings back then. It was a different world. That they weren't sure if they could sell out 19 or 20,000 seats at the Garden. Hmm. If they put it on TV locally, I think maybe nationally it may have had a different profile, but locally, like in Brooklyn, you couldn't get it.
That's insane to think about. Now, you could probably go to the game a lot cheaper back then, certainly. Yeah. One thing, too, like the Knicks have had two championships in their existence, but it feels like, and I don't know if this is just a me thing or in general, it feels like they've had a lot more success than just that. The Mets have won two championships, and we look at them like, like the Mets are, in comparison to the Yankees, like obviously anybody in comparison to the Yankees, but, and maybe that's the part about the Mets, but they've only had two championships in their history.
Yeah.
The Knicks have also had the same, just the two championships in their entire history.
Why is there an elevation?
Doesn't it feel like
it? It does, but you just answer your question. Because if there was another basketball team in town that had the Yankees success, well, then the elevation, whatever there is of the Knicks, it's not happening. Because there's the Yankees, there's almost a diminishment of, you know, of maybe, or certainly, maybe not, but definitely not the elevation that the Knicks get. But also, the Knicks, not the century, but we're also holding on to, you know, now it's a long time ago, but constant year after year, not intermittently, after year after year after year of deep playoff runs and all-time coaches. And, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, for a decade or so, maybe a little bit more, and then two decades plus of, or really, let's just say two decades, because since Tibbs has been here, it's been a little bit better. And
there were
parts where Melo, obviously, we know, the years that he had. But for the better part of two decades, they were the exact opposite of that. That's 20 freaking years, bro. That covers a long time.
It does, but what's the number? Is it two or three where the Mets haven't had consecutive playoff seasons?
Yes.
Think about that.
Yeah.
That's the stat right there.
Only twice in the franchise history the Mets have made the postseason in consecutive years.
Twice. I don't know if it was two or three. So that alone tells you why, like, it's different than the Knicks. Even if you take away the Yankees right there, you know, like the Knicks now, all right, Jalen's been here a couple of years. It obviously started with COVID back in 2020. Knicks been a playoff team now for a bunch of years. You know, and even a little window with Woodson and Carmelo, as you said, whereas the Mets have only given you two of those back-to-back.
You know what the bottom line is? We don't have enough championships here.
Oh, we got a lot of losing teams.
My God.
I know,
we have
dude.
A lot of teams and not a lot of championships.
Completely overrated.
Yankees carried. You're right. I hate to say it, but it's true. Yankees carried the mail for a long time. Even they haven't won a championship since 2009.
Yep.
Mets, we know their history. Knicks, we know their history. Jets, same thing.
Isles since the early 80s. 84 was the last one, four straight, right?
Maybe that's what it felt a little bit different when the Islanders had their dynasty. You had the Mets good in the 80s. The Yankees still always had their history.
That's an interesting point. Okay, so let's...
You weren't as removed from the Jets Super Bowl III.
That's where I'm going. Let's pick a year in the early 80s. Pick any year.
81.
All right, so let's go back to 81. So 1981, the Yankees get to the World Series, lose to the Dodgers, but they're there. And by the way, they won it in 77-78. Now, in 81, I'm just going to work off the year 81. In 81, you know, the Mets, their 69 World Series wasn't that in the rearview mirror.
Feels like forever, but it wasn't. It's
correct.
12 years or whatever at that time.
Yeah, I'm sure Mets fans were getting a little pissed, whatever, but, you know, and then in 73, they get to the World Series, they lose to the Oakland A's.
Right.
Okay, that's when, you know, Bud Harrelson and Pete Rose had the fight in the divisional, the championship, whatever it was. So it's not that far in the rearview mirror for the Mets. The Knicks, obviously, they win it in 73. Same with the Mets getting to the World Series, so it's not that long window. The Jets had won it in 69. The Isles won it, you know, they were in the early stages of their explosion.
Dynasty, yeah.
The Rangers got, was that 79? The Rangers got, was it the Eastern Conference Father Cup? Rangers had a couple of good runs in the early 70s, and then were pretty good, like Ron Duguay and Barry Beck and Eddie Mio was the goalie back in the early, like, St. John's was dominant. Like, the sports scene back then was pretty amazing. Now, the Giants were coming off an awful decade.
Okay.
The Jets were really good in the early 80s. Right. That's when you had Freeman and Gastineau and Klecko and those guys. Wesley Walker.
Even if you further it to 85 or whatever, 86.
Then you got the Mets champions. You got Matty Lee. Right. You got Ewing
and
coming.
And they're still not that far removed from the Knicks championship or the Mets World Series in 73 or the Jets Super Bowl III. Yeah, I mean, you think about it now, 2009 was the Yankees championship. Giants, well, I guess, were the last one in 2011.
Yep.
To win a title here. The Giants go on their two all-time improbable runs with Eli. I know their history is more than that. Parcells and Sims and Hosteller. we get that. But, yeah, I just think there's too much losing that's gone on here with all the teams that we have.
Well, damn it. Let's end it. Come on.
Hey, maybe we get a repeat of 69.
No, we don't want that. We want parts of it.
You get the Knicks.
We want components of it.
I would include your Jets.
Okay, so that's okay. So ask me would I sign up for that right now?
Jets. Well, I mean Jets.
I mean what?
All right. How about this? Jets,
would I sign up for that though?
Would you sign up for Jets playoffs, Knicks championship, Mets championship?
I don't know if I can sign off on that.
You'd have to.
I think you'd be intolerable. If Soto wins a World Series in his first year, I don't think we would last. Honestly, I don't know if I could sign up for that.
And Soto has to do is go nuts this weekend.
We're getting to that too. That's coming. Here's the other problem too, Sal. Yeah. If I sign off on this proposed possibility,
okay.
Now, even though the Yankees, I don't think they're a World Series winning team. They've got some issues. They are a good team, clearly, and a team that's going to be, I believe, maybe flawed, but the best team in the American League when it's all said and done. If I'm agreeing to this, I am agreeing to the real possibility that the Mets beat the Yankees in the World Series.
Correct.
Which I cannot have happen.
Understood.
Can't sign up for that. I'll take my chances.
Not even for the Knicks. So you'd rather see the Knicks get bounced, put this on digital.
No, don't put it down. I frame it differently. Hey, digital's already on it, pecking away like the little troublemakers
they are. BT'd rather the Knicks lose than the Mets win.
Yeah. That's the headline, dude. He actually just gave it to him. Thanks.
Let's get back to the phones. Ken is on Long Island. What's up, Ken?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Ken.
Are you not entertained? Mm-hmm. This is what we live for. This stuff is great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is.
Four and a half feels like free money to me.
Yeah.
What was that? What'd you say?
The 4.5 points.
Oh, I thought you said the Knicks line feels like free money. I'm sorry.
4.5 feels like free money for game 5. Yeah.
So, yeah. And I'm going to tie in some Chalamet with some Bobby Dylan. These times, they are changing.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm paying for the experience if they can make it to the finals.
There you go.
All right, so what are you willing to do?
It's about experiences.
It is. Yes, it is. What about next round? Like, what are you, not that I need to know your finances, you're okay with paying $1,000 to go to a game next round? Are you going to go to multiple games? What's your plan?
So I wouldn't go to the next round.
Okay.
Finals, $1,500, $2,000, I'd pay for the experience.
Guess what, Ken? And thank you for the call. It's probably going to be more than that. If next round is $1,000. The finals is going to be more. I would bet it's going to be more like $3,000 to $5,000, if not $5,000, to probably get in. I would think. And that's just absurd.
It's got an interesting text about ticket prices. Might be getting a little hookup
from
my boy Rice Balls.
What's Rice Balls? What's this?
He's the best.
Oh, okay.
So as he was listening, and I said, you know, probably around the G.
Yeah.
I don't want to divulge too much here.
Yeah.
Seats around there for game one. This would be the conference finals.
Right.
Going for around $1,200 each.
Yeah.
But I could probably squeeze you in under $8.
Under $8.
Like $8 a pop. So
Rice Balls coming through.
That's my boy.
Now,
back in the day.
Now I gotta get Mitchell and Fort Lee on
it. Dad too. God bless him.
I can't have BT's Rice Balls taking over Mitchell and Fort Lee here.
I can promise you, Mitch has hookup. Nobody has hookup like Rice Balls at the Garden.
Ooh.
People who, if you know, you know.
Oh, Rice Balls.
Oh, yeah. Anthony MSG Twitter handle.
Is that him?
He's a beast. Yeah, oh, yeah.
Oh, I met him plenty of times. That
was my guy when I used to work at 1050 with him. He was there.
They showed him last night on the Jumbotron.
He's in commercials. Yeah. Forget Spike. It's Rice Balls.
Yeah, I forget where I met him. Maybe I did meet him at a Knick game or something, but I met him multiple times before.
You know how we got the nickname, too?
No.
So this was a 1050 in about 2003 or so, and he loved the radio, right?
He's got some racket going.
He is a hustler, man. Yeah. He has done well for himself. I'm proud of him. I love him. He's a great guy. And he's going to be a dad. He just found out he's going to have a baby
Congratulations.
Girl.
Congratulations.
Good
That's
person,
awesome.
Man.
Yeah.
Really good-hearted person. Loves the Knicks. Knows the Knicks better than anybody. And he got, I think he was one of these guys who was like always around the station. I don't even think it was an official internship. And you know Wally Matthews?
Yes, yeah.
I was working with Wally. And I love Wally. He's a nut, but I love him. Wally's like, hey, Ann, I think he brought in Rice Balls from the Bronx. Rice Balls brought in Rice Balls from the Bronx.
Right.
So Wally dubbed them Rice Balls because nobody really knew him yet.
Okay.
You know, and from there it stuck. And from there, I mean, I've known him 20 years. I've been friends with him. So I might have a little hook here if you're interested.
Well, I mean, I'm assuming it's going to be 4 tickets.
We'll see. We'll see how he behaved during the Yanks Mets series here.
No, 4 tickets, it would be you,
mm-hmm.
Mr. Tierney.
Mm-hmm.
Colt.
Mm-hmm.
And a new partner!
Uncle Sal.
Uncle Sal!
Yeah. It depends how you behave during the Yankees-Mets series.
I can't promise.
Well, that's why I can't either.
You're from
That's there. Why it's a little dot, 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 or TBD. Maybe.
BT and Sal, oh, the fan. Bruce is calling from Wyckoff. What's up, Bruce?
Oh, great day to be a Knicks fan, right, guys?
I
was so nervous that first half. White and Tatum were just going off, and Al Horford was hitting threes. We're going down close to 14, 16, and then it hit me.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
It hit me. Brunson twisted his ankle on that three. I know I would have been out for a month. It was fine. And then all of a sudden, Tatum just falls out of nowhere and rips his Achilles. The Pope, the divine intervention. This is a team of destiny. Oh. We will be to the next round, and you will see Halliburton will be going down. This
but
is
don't
God's
say
will.
No.
This
Come
guy.
On, Bruce.
He loves the game. Nah. We just need God to get to those refs. Man. Tell me how Carl Anthony Towns can be tackled. Josh Hart, every time he goes to the basket. Fouled like multiple times, no yep. call. The guy walks. Remember, what's his name?
Pressure underneath the basket. He traveled for sure, no question. The refs were terrible last night.
Sorry there, Bruce.
And I never complain about that. I think it's weak. I think it's soft. I think both ways. I think too often people look at it. I get it through their lens and the lens for their team. But like objectively stated, the refs stunk last night. They missed a lot. The one thing that they did get that I think a lot of people disagree with on social media, remember the N1 that Carl Anthony Towns got, but they waved it off because he dropped the elbow? I think that was in Horford's chin. That was clearly a foul on. They got that one right. And they even had it right on the broadcast. I remember saying to Colt, I'm like, they should review that. That might be a not that I wanted them to, but I'm just kind of analyzing the game as things are happening. I'm like, that's a flagrant one. He elbowed him right in the chin. They didn't even look at it. So they got that right, but early on, particularly, the refs were awful.
Yeah, and it showed in the free throw disparity.
Yes.
I mean, the crowd was mockingly cheering when the Knicks actually got a free throw attempt for the first time. What was it, at the end of the first half?
About
it was.
3 or 4 minutes ago in the second quarter.
Yeah, I mean, come on. It was ridiculous. That's the thing. The officiating can be bad as long as it's bad in a consistent manner. Meaning, all right, you're going to call the game tight or you're going to let them play. Fine, do it for both sides. That was not the case last night. The Knicks were getting, I'm with you. I don't want to make excuses.
No, I usually don't.
The whistle was bad in favor of the Celtics.
It was obvious, but now let me just throw just a little balance here. And I do think that last night it was fairly egregious. That's why I say that, right?
At least to start.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Right, I think there's a lot of overreactions, but I do think that they missed a lot in the first half, whatever. But I do think that you get rewarded for levels of aggression. And I still do see two of them. I'm not picking on Cat. He was great. And there was one move where he made like a drop step, like 5 foot. I'm like, that it actually looked like Ewing. I know I've said that before on a fallaway jump shot in the Piston series. I'm like, my God, that looked like older Patrick. It was gorgeous. And I do think that too often, though, as I criticize a little bit, or at least make an observation, you know, he double dips, he pump fakes, like he's a small forward, like he's 6'7", trying to get to the rack. And I don't think refs respect that. I think that that's a point of emphasis from opposing coaches. They are, the coaches, maybe not Missoula, the editing staff, they will send spliced up, hey, look at what he does, look at what he anticipates, look at how he tries to sell plays, whether it's flops, whatever. They send this to the league office. This is what they do. And the league, the referees, and by extension, everybody in the NBA, they are very well aware of trends or trying to psych them out and fake them. Now, they're not perfect. They're not robots. They're going to miss some calls. But I do think if the Knicks were a little more aggressive going to the rim, they would get a little bit of a better whistle.
One thing with Towns, too, he does go in a lot with his elbows.
He does.
Up. I mean, you got to be careful doing it. And then he complains about not getting the call. Maybe the one play that I wish went the other way, the Cat 3 that he hit that got waved off.
Oh, dude.
Now, again, I couldn't hear what was actually happening. So you see it in real time. You hear the foul. He drains that three. It felt like LJ 4-point play.
Oh,
the place went nuts with that, but then it was waved off. Yeah. That would have been insane with Cat if that actually came.
He had some big moments, and I like when he was leaving the court. He was putting his hands up like imploring the fans. Let's go. Give it to us. We got it.
They're ready.
He's getting some stripes.
Hey, they were earning them every step of the way. It feels like there are not that many Nets fans, yet we work with a million of them.
We do.
Keith McPherson, Sean Marash, Jerry Recco, and maybe most notably, Evan Roberts.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to just say that at this time of need for Evan, I do think that we should take it easy on him and have mercy on him because he is a diehard Nets fan that is just miserable because the Nets have been awful for the majority of his existence. And he hates the Knicks with a passion. Deeply, deeply hates the Knicks. So as much as we're all enjoying this, Evan is hating this. And I do want to have a little bit of mercy on him, BT, because I feel badly for him that yet again, when a team is having success, he's on the outside looking in. It just hasn't happened for him.
Yeah.
And the one team that unifies the city that is having some success now and maybe bigger things lie ahead for the Knicks, Evan is going to be on the outside looking in.
So he hates the Knicks, but he doesn't hate the Yankees. Why?
I think he
shows the Yankees more respect. Yeah.
I mean, I know he tries to be, and he is, an unbiased broadcaster when he's doing his show.
Sure.
But he also admits to his truth of fandom. We know he's a diehard Mets fan, diehard Knick hater.
I think you have to know. If I'm a listener and I don't know who you root for, I don't think I can really connect to you. I have to know.
Okay.
I don't mean Mike Breen doing the game, or someone. Like, if I'm listening to 3 or 4 hours of sports radio every day, I got to know who the hell you grew up rooting for.
Right, but it could go the other way if you're biased in your takes with that. Like if Evan were a, or whatever, you or I were a rah-rah Met guy or Met or Jet or Yankee guy, it'd be, to me, then the other side would be like, well, why can I take that person seriously? So for me, it's always been both. I think Evan does a good job of trying to be down the line and be fair
to
all teams.
He does.
But I was not aware that he doesn't hate the Yankees. I would actually call BS on that. I believe that he does, in fact, hate the Yankees.
Well, okay, I think I have a theory. I feel like what I hear him say, again, it shows more respect to the Yankees.
Yeah.
Like, the Nick Needle is bigger.
Hates him.
But why? Like, let's get to the origin of that. Is it, I could only surmise, I think that when Jay Kidd and Jefferson, like that crew, like, the Knicks weren't good.
At that point, no.
No, but maybe in his mind, like, the Nets were still second citizens and it bothered him. Whereas when the Mets had their moments, granted few and far between, but when the Mets, you know, reach a certain level of achievement, it's not diminished. Like, the Mets get their flowers.
Right.
Whereas maybe he feels like deep down back in the day, you know, the Nets have been kind of glossed over and marginalized.
Right. Even when the Nets had success, it didn't really mean much.
It's a good theory, right?
Here's what I'd say to Evan. And again, I want everybody to join here, Knicks fans. Let's have a little mercy on him and think back to Evan. At least you'll always have 2004. You swept the Knicks in the first round of the playoffs. You'll always have that. Outside of that, it's going to get rough for you, my friend. It's getting rougher by the minute. He was texting me last night, upset about the lottery. I told you, walked him in on one. Trolled him with the, hey, what number pick the Nets get? I can't see. I'm at the game. Oh, they got eighth. It's been a disaster. Oh,
how do you not have an ounce of street smarts with that? How do you not know that he's saying, just take the bait. I'm going to toy with you.
He realized soon after the Latrell Sprewell chip, I sent him that I was messing with him.
That is a good one.
And then he said, I hope the Knicks lose by 50, which I really do think he believed was possible last night.
Uh-huh.
Didn't happen. Now no Tatum in the way. You know, unfortunately for Tatum, obviously, but he's not a part of the series any longer, you wouldn't think. I think Evan is bracing for... Even I saw his tweet. Did you see his tweet? Talking about
waking up almost crying, something like that?
Yeah, thinking like that the Knicks could legitimately...
Yes, about the championship. Yes. Well, I mean, listen, he can distract himself by doing a few more Ricos and just throw himself into baseball, which he does very well. I heard him say something yesterday, and I know sometimes we all say things for effect, right?
Sure.
There is no way he meant this. Well I, with him, I guess I'm asking rather than stating. So he says to Teak, he's like, Teak, you know... Listen, there's something wrong with me.
Mm.
You know, there's something wrong with all of us, but
right.
Something wrong with me. He's like, I just saw, I guess it was a flashback to last year's draft lottery, okay? Last year's draft lottery, and he sees, like, the Bulls or the logos, whatever it is at this point, and he's like, and I'm just, I'm so nervous about tonight, or I have resentment, not resentment, however he framed that, I was in the car, I had a few things going on. I'm like, all right, like if that was the Knicks, I'm praying we get the first overall pick, but there's nothing that could give me anxiety or angst over what transpired a year ago.
Which is why I'm
like, what are we doing?
So I'm trying to have mercy on him. You know, he was beat up yesterday.
A little fragile.
When you are that vulnerable as a fan and that desperate, where you walk in with the T-shirt, the Brooklyn Nets T-shirt on.
Wear it yesterday?
Yeah.
Didn't see that.
When the Knicks are playing a playoff game in Madison Square Garden, the biggest game in 25 years, on the verge of taking a 3-1 lead over the Celtics, and he walks in with his Nets T-shirt on, waiting for the lottery. Like, you already know that, all right, I kind of feel bad for him here. And then when they get the 8th pick, and then the Knicks beat the Celtics,
And then Tatum gets hurt. Not that he would never celebrate that, but now there's no chance of a comeback.
He's got to be
reeling. And now the Cavaliers probably lose. Knicks get home court in the next round. Oh, my God.
He's got to be reeling.
Yeah.
And he's got to be hoping against hope and praying to the sports gods for anything but a Knicks. Like, at this point, he probably signed for the Knicks to get to the finals as long as they lost. He cannot have the Knicks win a championship. He can't take it. He can't take it. Seen the Giants win Super Bowls, Yankees win World Series.
Giants are different, though. When the Giants win, it doesn't impact. I wasn't rooting against the Giants.
I know, but as a Jet fan, maybe you feel like you missed out.
I definitely feel that.
Any other team, anger. For me, it's always any other team that I see celebrating outside of mine, which happens all the time.
Yeah, which is everybody.
It's painful. But especially for him, because now at least I could join the party here with the Knicks on the run.
Yeah.
He can't even enjoy this.
No, he can't. He is... a bit of an isolated figure in solitude on a lonely island. Just a couple of coconuts and his headphones and his laptop doing a few Ricos. What house?
Scorebook. BT Sal. 888-808-1019. Paul is in Old Tappan, New Jersey. What's up, Paul?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Hey, and I just want to tell you, love you guys together. You guys are really, really something special. So thank you for that, first off. But... there is no way you got to take it easy on Evan, because I've listened for years to Evan take every shot he can against the Knicks, over a little shot here, a little dig there, a little, you know, enjoying way too much the misery of the Knicks fan to take it easy on him. It's just a small, listen, this is just a small, this is not a championship. This is just a second round game. And again, Evan gets what he deserves.
Mm.
In my opinion, anyway. So
yes, Paul, I understand that. I just feel badly for my friend, and thank you for the call. You know, he even tried so hard to troll with the Celtics picture and me in the Celtics jersey.
He walked into it. That's why I'm not going to really. I'm not going to call him out. I like Ev. I don't really engage in that stuff. Like, you know that. But he kind of deserves to be hung out to dry a little bit here, because what he tried to do to you and what he did do to you, what he did to Gio, he walked into this and he wrote his own sentence.
Some people like doing touchdown dances when they enter the end zone. I like handing the ball off to the ref.
Now, Evan, that would make more sense if you got in the end zone a little bit more with your teams, Evan, like Barry.
No, well,
that's derived from Barry right Sanders. Yeah. Barry always scored, so Barry would flip
all
it.
Right.
But teams don't, really score very much. So
I like, but when I, you know, come
when you
out
get
on
there,
top, I like to act like I've been there before.
Humble, Sal.
Yeah, I don't want to be dunking on anybody. And remember, just in case you missed it, and we've talked about this earlier in the week, but I know not everybody listens every second. I once went to a Nets-Knicks game in the regular season with Evan Roberts in, I'd say, 2004, the year that the Nets ended up sweeping the Knicks in the postseason. But Clifford Robinson hit a game winner at the buzzer, and Evan Roberts punched me in the arm of sheer joy and just jubilation.
Mm-hmm.
His little Nets fan self couldn't help but to punch me in the arm. We just had known each other. We weren't really friends. And I was like, all right, I could see his level of Net fandom. Fast forward about 20 years, here we are, where Evan is on the brink of disaster with his fandom, where the Nets are a complete mess and the Knicks are on the rise. Finally, BT, the Knicks are the key component.
Well, all
component
these years, you get to punch back.
But that's the point.
You can hold on to that,
the Knicks are the key component. Evan has been on top as far as the Knicks go because they haven't really been a threat. Obviously, they haven't been to the Eastern Conference Finals in 25 years.
Oh,
I didn't know. We didn't know Evan back then.
Yeah.
He was just doing a little part in private parts, I think, back in 1998, whatever it was. The last time the Knicks were in the Eastern Conference Finals, Evan was in Howard Stern's movie. Now it's becoming real for him for the first time.
And he feels it. And you really think it tortures him?
Oh.
You don't think it's an act?
Dude.
You don't think it's a bit? You don't think he's playing things up a little bit?
He's hated the Knicks when the Knicks have been awful.
Yeah.
So imagine,
that tells you all you need
bingo.
To know. Because you could just dismiss him at that point, and he couldn't. Because they stick with him.
And now the rise?
Yeah, now we're here. And now we're loud.
Have mercy on poor Evan. Bill is in Bridgeport, Connecticut. What's up, Bill?
Billy.
Yeah, I love the show, guys. You guys have so much energy. It's amazing.
Thanks,
A little funny thing about Evan from a few years back, and when, you know, because they were so full of themselves when they got KD and Kyrie and Harden.
It was unbearable.
And then the funniest thing to me was that season, or right after that season, the two teams that they left to go to the Nets were playing in the finals, you know, KD and Kyrie. And I just thought that was one of the funniest things I ever heard in my life, that there's two guys that left their teams, and then their teams went to the finals that year.
Now, Bill,
think about it, right?
Trying to take it easy, and thank
laughing.
You for the call. I want everybody to take it easy on Evan. Easy, like, don't dunk on him today when you could. You could call up his show. They start in about 25 minutes, and just let Evan have it. You could do that if you want. I just would have mercy on our little Nets friend, Evan Roberts.
Little Nets friend, Evan Roberts. All right, hold on. So, God almighty.
Oh, this is so much fun.
I don't know this is getting fun. I didn't even know we were going here.
Me
but
neither.
I might have to enjoy this one. I usually don't do this stuff. All right, so I don't know. If there wasn't actually a quantifiable model of fandom in terms of what person X puts out,
yeah,
and then it is met and documented by what team or teams Y give that person in return, he might be in the one percentile.
Where he gives...
He gives you everything.
110%.
He's everything. And what does he get back? He gets back nothing.
From the Nets?
From the Jets?
Well,
from the Nets? I mean, now the Mets are on the uptick. All right, but you still got to win a championship. Even Seton Hall. I mean, poor Seton Hall can't find any NIL money. They got lapped by the Johnnies. Even the little people are piling up on them now.
Islanders.
Oh, but the Islanders. I mean, it's depressing.
I know. The Nets more so than anything. I'm telling you, the Knicks is his level of hatred for the Knicks is on par with any of his greatest passions. And to see them now start to rise, and likely, or they are on, let's just say they are on the verge of their first Eastern. He's lived 25 years without having to worry about the Knicks.
Yeah.
Now he's got to sweat.
The best part of this, too, is because Tiki, you know, Tiki wants a New York story. Like, he's fairly benign with this. Marash is a Nets fan.
Loogie Rabbit.
He stares right at Lugauer every single day, and he gets dude and dog to death. Oh, boy.
And I know just by watching some of the clips and listening to the show when Loogie is like, Knicks in six, blah, 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 before the series. And Evan's like, okay, Celtics in five. And even after game one, Evan was still so confident.
Mm-hmm.
Evan said, as a matter of fact, if the Knicks beat the Celtics, it would be a bigger upset than the Giants beating the undefeated Patriots.
I heard him say
in
that.
In Super Bowl 42.
Now, question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
I think his logic was actually good. I think that got a little hijacked there, but, you know, for the Giants to win that game, you got to win once. For the
Correct.
Knicks to beat the Celtics, you win four times.
Yeah.
And so I was actually kind of with him. I know what
Me
he
too.
Meant. Yeah,
no,
I understood
I'm
it fully.
I'm not saying it's nuts.
Yeah, no, I know.
But I'm just saying that, so think in his little Nets-loving mind, how unlikely he thought the reality of the New York Knicks being in the Eastern Conference Finals is going
to
be.
I think it's time for Evan to write another book called, and the title is called, Emptiness.
Ev, you keep score of these games?
Poor guy. He's such a good dude, but man,
oh man. My life is a Nets fan. Hey.
It's one page.
He started.
Table of contents, three words.
KD, Kyrie.
Hey, I'll write the forward for you, buddy.
Yeah,
I'll write it for you.
And we have to hear about that. That's what makes this even sweeter. Oh, the Knicks can't get anybody.
Yeah, Knicks stink.
Durant
Knicks
and Kyrie
yeah,
chose
KD,
us.
KD, Kyrie, yeah.
You wanted them.
Vince Carter, this. Yeah. Brooklyn, new arena, yeah.
Oh God. This the punch back in 04. The trolling with the Celtics jersey with me. He had that one on standby. He dug it up. He knew
very calculated move on his part. Very sinister, some might say.
When you take a shot like that, you can't miss.
Yeah.
And he did take that shot thinking that the Celtics were going to win this series.
And he looks like he's going to miss.
BT and Sal on the fan. Evan and Tiki. They're coming up in about 20 minutes. 888-808-0019.
Call of the day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on the fan.
Brooklyn, who I ran into last night outside of the world's most famous on the subway as we were going back downtown. He said, I'm going to call you guys tomorrow. Listen all the time. Here he is leading us off. What's up, Mark?
What a night. What a night. I am 27 years old. I texted my family after game one, the big comeback in Boston. And I said, that's the best Knick game I have seen in my life so far. And the key words at the end, gentlemen, were so far. BT, you just hit on it. Last night, this has been an interesting playoff. We had a series with Detroit that we won, but it was gritty. We didn't really win it our way. Inconsistency from the guys at the top. Then we go up 2-0 Boston, but we're still not playing great. Last night was the night. we put away. Any talk of playing with house money or a 2-3 year window or even, and I've been on this team, but even firing Thibodeau last night put that to bed. This team is ring hunting. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. No more talk about doing it at home. No more talk about not being able to beat legitimate teams. This team showed last night what a championship team needs to show. The Garden showed up. The Knicks showed up. We're not done yet, boys.
There you go. What a way to start the show. In case you missed anything, check it out on the Free Odyssey app. So I ran into him as I was waiting for the one train at Penn Station. And, you know, sometimes people are like, oh, I'll call you tomorrow. I'll call you. And they don't.
Mm-hmm. Or they do and they can't get in.
Yeah, well, that's true, too. So I saw him and we had a little bit of a conversation. Then again, we happened to get on the same train and he got off. And I said, all right, hey, Mark, don't forget. I expect a call.
Mm-hmm.
And here he is leading off the show. So it was nice to run into him and great to feel that passion right out of the gate. And what was BT one of, I mean, that was the, you know, they're within one game of the Eastern Conference Finals for the first time in 25 years. But that still, to me, was an all-time great Knicks playoff game. I wasn't around for all of them.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as I'm concerned, especially being there, that was one of the great victories the Knicks have ever had.
It was sick, dude. And, you know, the only thing that's missing, because the evening was phenomenal. Obviously, Tatum's injury stinks. But from a Knicks perspective, yeah. Great night. You know, basically a 40 piece from Jalen Brunson, commanding series lead at this point. Great show, a lot of fun. It's one thing missing. Where is Omar?
Yeah, where is Omar? You know, I wanted to hear from Omar yesterday. Yeah, Monday. I wanted to hear from Omar yesterday, and he was the no-show, and I'm thinking, all right, Omar's in his feelings. He's upset about Game 3. But where is Omar?
I don't know.
I want to hear from him. Come on, Omar. Well, to be fair, I don't want to hear from him after a win. I want to hear from him both.
I know.
You're not going to call us after a loss, then we don't want to hear from you after a win. But I want to get the feel of Omar in this Knicks series, and we haven't heard from him since last week. Eric is calling from Hempstead. What's up, Eric?
Hey, good afternoon, fellas. I just want to inform you Knicks fans, just pump your blue brakes a little bit here, buddies. Okay? Y'all guys are talking like y'all don't want a chip, like this banner's going up because you won a game last night. Calm down.
Well, I didn't just win a game. The Knicks won a game that gets them within one game of the Eastern Conference Finals.
Which they will eventually get.
Which is your borderline. This is it. Y'all running around New York. I'm a Nets fan.
No.
Let's just put it out. I've been listening to you cats rant and rave like y'all, you know, been posting up banners for the last 20 years.
Well, you've been making early exits continuously. What banners have you posted up? Did the ABA championships count?
We have it.
Yeah.
We have it.
Well, Eric, listen.
But neither have you guys.
Well, you sound like a great guy. Take solace in the fact that despite the Knicks' success, at least you guys are about a month or so away.
Hold on.
At least you get to draft Cooper Flagg pretty soon.
Come on, really? Talking about going for Giannis, about going after Giannis a couple of weeks ago because you thought Boston was going to, you know, mop the floor with you, which honestly, you have to admit, the first two games were luck. You came back luckily.
A little bit.
If that's a real word, luckily.
Well, it is, you know what I mean? I wouldn't use it there.
Thank you for the call, Eric.
I don't think it applies there. I'll tell you why, Eric. Thanks for the call, buddy. Because to me, like, luck, it's got to be partly residue from success. Like, you don't just, like, balls don't just start bouncing into the rim. And I know you just say that loosely, but yeah, I get it. There were maybe some circumstances that I would maybe frame it that way. But for the Knicks to win both of those games up in Boston, down 20, their margin for error was zero. You had to get stops and you had to get buckets on the defending home champions turf, and they did twice.
Look, three of the four games, the Knicks have outplayed the Celtics in the fourth quarter. Oh, you could use the word dominated the Celtics in the fourth quarter. Three of four. That's not luck. Were certain aspects of the series of those games lucky? Absolutely. I think that that's a part of sports a lot of times being lucky. The Knicks also have the appealing characteristic of not quitting. So when they get punched in the mouth and they're down 20, they still fight. They claw. That's from their head coach on. That has been instilled in them since he's built the initial blocks of this foundation years ago. It's why they play hard, pedal to the metal, every single night in the regular season. That's a big part of the reason for this team's success. Jalen Brunson, same thing. So, yes, of course there were elements where, hey, you can't keep playing with fire being down 20, being down 16 late. But they also won those games, and even yesterday, another dominant fourth quarter.
Luck matters, but if you don't cash in, it doesn't change anything. I mean, listen, McNamara, you know, should have been Dave Stapleton playing first base instead of Buckner in 86. Yeah. And I think if it's any other, even Steve Balboni back then, if you take any other Major League first baseman that was not on the DL, that the Mets lose that game. And then the Mets were, the Mets lose the game and they lose the World Series. So they come back, they punch back, they cash in, they win game seven. Darryl goes deep, Mets win. But they got a little lucky because the Boston manager was asleep. You got to take advantage.
Well, also took advantage of somebody else's human mistake, right? McNamara made the mistake. You know who got lucky last night? The Mavericks. They got lucky with the number one pick in the draft.
You think that was rigged?
I don't know. Some people do, including Dino in Bayside, Queens. Dino, you have some thoughts on the lottery from last night?
Gentlemen, we haven't had the number one pick since 1985, Patrick Ewing. It's rigged. This commissioner is a stiff. There's got to be a better system. We never get the number one pick.
Well, what do you mean the Knicks?
The Knicks. We haven't had the number one pick since 1985.
Dino, they weren't in the lottery, bro.
Dino.
Yeah, but is it lottery? I mean, this is like, get something else going with this.
Dino, thank you for the call. We appreciate you checking in.
Dino seems like he's straggling in from a late night somewhere. I mean, Knicks were good this year. They had no chance to get the number one seed.
Yeah, that's not how it works. It's not a lottery.
Now, there were years, by the way, when they were taking guys like whether Mike Sweetney and some other situations.
In the lottery?
Yeah, where they had a chance, where they just didn't get very lucky.
No, understood.
Not talking about that now.
They didn't get lucky the R.J. Barrett year. They should have had the top pick.
Or job number two.
At the very least.
Yes, that's true.
But.
That's true.
In hindsight.
Yep.
Maybe they did get lucky.
Because if they would have gotten one, they would have taken Zion, and Barrett wouldn't have gotten them some of the trade pieces that worked out, and who knows where we are, honestly.
Or if they would have had Ja, which is the guy that I wanted.
Who knows what would happen?
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know.
That would change the entire trajectory of the Knicks franchise. At the time, we hated it, but maybe, I don't think that, first of all, it's rigged. Do you buy that? Meaning that now the latest thing is that the NBA told the Mavericks that if you trade Luka to the Lakers, we'll give you the number one pick.
I think that's a bit much. You know why? I think, like, I definitely believe the Ewing stuff, you know, the Frozen, whether it was Frozen or there's a wink and a nod, let's get this guy.
You think so, huh?
I've always thought that.
I'll take it.
Yeah, me too. Thank you. Because I think that back then it was harder or it's easier to conceal stuff. But, I mean, if this was actually set up as some elaborate plan to hook the Mavericks up, there's got to be some sort of digital trail.
Yeah,
it's
no
just
way.
I can't imagine
there's
that.
There's no way. I'm not even buying the Ewing thing myself. Andrew is calling from Westchester. What's up, Andrew?
Sal, BT, love the show, guys. I love the energy.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me on. I got to say, I'm a Knicks fan, born and raised. Never been alive, in my opinion, for when the Knicks have been this good. I actually was in Boston last week at both games. Mm. Let me tell you guys, what an unbelievable environment, especially after game two. Got a little bit hostile, but you know, have to represent for the city. So that's where we're at. And I wanted to just say one comment. You know, the Knicks last year, and I don't know how much you guys talked about this earlier in the show. I didn't have a chance to listen. But, you know, the Knicks got destroyed or didn't get any credit last year for having their entire roster injured against the Pacers in these two conference finals. If we're lucky enough to win game five tomorrow, I don't want to hear any of that conversation from the media. Especially the national media.
I agree with that.
You know, it's obviously feel terrible for Tatum. Hate to see an injury like that happen to a star, a young player, having probably his best playoff performance I can remember watching. But, you know, that's life, unfortunately. Well, and the Knicks, they got a role. They got to play with what they got.
And also, Andrew, and thank you for the call, they beat the Celtics 3 out of 4. I don't care how you slice it. They beat the Celtics 3 out of 4 with Tatum healthy.
Yep.
Or however healthy he is, meaning with him playing.
With his wrist too. Yeah. Well, I agree with that. Listen, if he got hurt in the previous series against the Magic and didn't play a second, I mean, I would still enjoy it. No, I mean, not him being down. I don't mean that. But like if the Knicks advance there, you take what you can get. Nobody feels sorry for you. And by the way, how about this? So I guess it would have been 2013 or 14. Remember when Andrea Bargnani was a Knick, former number one pick for the Raptors?
Unfortunately, yeah.
Yeah, I think the Knicks actually gave up a first-round pick for him. I'm pretty sure they did. Somebody just sent me a screenshot. I don't know if it was 13 or 14, but one of the 2 years he was here. Listen to their starting lineup this particular night.
Oh, my God.
At guard, Langston Galloway. At guard, Alexei Shved. Do you
remember
that guy?
No.
I do. At center, Andrea Bargnani. Remember the man bun, Lou Almanson? Remember that guy?
Yes, him I remember.
Yeah. Added forward, Lance Thomas.
Thomas.
That was a starting five.
What year?
For the Knicks. either 2013 or 2014.
I mean, that is...
Because he was only here 2 years.
Come on, dude, that's embarrassing. Wow. I mean, that's come a long way.
Yes, we have.
And now we're going to enjoy it. And I don't know, what he was saying, what does he mean? He doesn't want to hear the narrative that the Knicks won because of the Celtics being injured?
I think he just wants to make sure people don't... I can't control what people do, but the Knicks beat them three times when Tatum was there.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.